Every year, the NSH Symposium Convention features a wide array of science and research, including impressive poster programs. The poster floor is a petri dish of new ideas, collaborations, and exchange of great information. I'm Linda McDonald, an NSH member, a science lover, and the NSH poster chair. During the 42nd annual NSH Symposium Conference, we were fortunate enough to sit down with many of our poster presenters to talk more about their work and the passion behind it. I am thrilled to bring you this series of podcasts and hope you will enjoy these and be inspired to submit your very own poster.
Hey, this is Mary Abule, and I'm sitting with Cindy Lou Lowe talking about her poster, Multiplexing Immunohistochemical Markers in Bright Field Microscopy. And the funny thing is, we both happen to be from Vanderbilt Yay! University, and I didn't even know that when I Anchor signed up down. To do this. So, Cindy, it's a pleasure to meet you and to talk with you about your poster today. So, have you done posters before?
No.
This is all new for me.
This is great.
So, what do you think about the experience of doing a poster at NSH?
At first, the thought of doing a poster was like, oh, I'm so out of my element. I will make this such a mess. But my director was so gracious, and she gave me an idea of an outline and walked me through it. And then I was blessed. I was able to put most of it together, but of course, she came in and helped me. Little finishing touches here and there. So it was actually very positive. It was wonderful. And so I'm actually trying to tell other people, you need to do this. So yeah.
Wonderful. That's fantastic. So why do you think your topic is important and worthy of your time to actually research and do this?
So we are the research core at Vanderbilt, we're called the Translational Pathology Shared Resources, TPSR for short. And so let me start there. Sorry. But brief overview, we do a lot of the research for the principal investigators there at Vanderbilt. If they have any research, we also do some clinical trials for them. But as that's put together, we've noticed that they are coming in and they're asking for double stains, which I'm sure other labs may be doing it, but I haven't seen a whole lot written about it. And because, you know, the tissue is so precious, and sometimes they only get slides. Right. You know, they get one or two slides. They're like, can we somehow make a double? And so we did some doubles. And there was also some histotechs that have, they have told me personally that you cannot do double stains in antibodies raised in the same species. And so we were really excited to show that off, and we have that both in human and mouse. And then we have a triple stain in mouse, which all the antibodies were raised in rat. Okay. So we're like, yay! But then we love our xenograft too, where we have the human cells that are grown in mouse, and we were able to show a anti-Ki-67, Ki-67 for some, Ki for us, for human, and then anti-CD31 for mouse.
Very good. So I know we sat together at the keynote speaker yesterday, and Michelangelo did a wonderful presentation.
I was there going, this is awesome.
I was tying that back into what you're doing with the multiplexing, and he's doing multiplexing, but in a different fashion.
I know, very different fashion, but I was very intrigued. And I'm also intrigued by the RNA scope. I went to that. That was very, So
great.
I'm very excited to see that.
So it's kind of, I'm just saying it's kind of like cutting edge stuff that, you know, you're doing it in the immunohistochemistry world, and then there's other realms that we may be looking at in the future.
It's true. And, you know, ours is all automated. We've tried to take out the human element as much as possible. And so far, ours have all worked on the bond, Leica bond. I'm not trying to promote the Leica. I'm here on Vanderbilt. But so far, that has worked, and sequentially is how we got it to work the best. So,
Very nice. It's all automated. Well, good. So just a few other questions I had, because I thought maybe our listeners would like to know, what is it that you want people to see first when they see your poster?
Of course, the pictures. because it's just, special stains to histotech, I think they're gorgeous. And I love color. And so the fact that we have double stains, it's not just a brown and blue or red and blue, or, you know, some people are doing different counter stains. It's an array of color, and so I really like it. And I just love how the cells are so depicted very well. So morphology looks good. And
awesome.
So, very
That's
proud
fantastic.
Of them. So I hope everybody sees, if nothing else, see the pictures.
Well, you kind of alluded to this, but, you know, were there any surprises while you were doing your research that you didn't expect? I know you mentioned something about, you know, doing the same species of antibodies, but any other surprises?
Well, there are a couple of surprises, actually. I would have always thought it was interesting to see what antibody would be more hardy, because we do it sequentially. And so we apply the first antibody, and then the second one, and we go all the way through DAB, and then the second one runs for the fast red. And in the triple, we started with the deep space black, then DAB, and then the fast red. But we found that sometimes, you know, I have, just like every lab has their protocols, that step one, we start here, step two, we go here. If this, then step three. If that, then step four. And we found, like, I would have thought in some instances the KI, in certain species would be stronger than, like, a cytoplasmic. But in some areas I found the cytoplasmic was stronger. Example, the xenograft.
Oh.
The CD31 did better lasting through the sequencing as a DAB marker with a DAB chromogen than the KI, and the KI worked better with the red. So,
very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, great. That's good to know. If somebody walks away from your poster, what words do you want them to take away with them?
What words? That's a good question.
Or phrase.
I can do that. I do firmly believe that what we have done can be repeated. Just like any science project, you want it to be repeated. You want it to be able to be repeated. And if someone was to reach out to me and they need to do it, I feel they would be able to repeat it.
That's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. If you wanted to do a follow-up project to this, what do you think it would be?
Actually, triples. More triples. I would probably do more triple stains. And I wasn't thinking when I put my poster together, and I had some people ask about co-localization.
Okay.
And I would definitely include that as probably one of the triples. But that's where I'm looking. And I'm really excited that Ventana has like five markers right now, five chromogens that you can make all these colors. So
nice.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what next year holds.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, if you had to give a few major tips to people about doing posters and submitting them to next year's convention, what tips would you give people?
Reach out to your director or your principal investigator, because for me, mine was extremely supportive. And I just was up front and said, I've never done a poster. I've done a semi-talk. And when I graduated, I had to do a end of the year, you know, it was very nerve-wracking for me. No, yeah, I had to take questions, all that. But I said, but I've never actually done a poster. I've done abstracts, too. But it's been a long time, too. It's been a very long time since I did any of that. And she was so good. She just sat down with me, and she's like, don't worry about this. Let's talk about it. I'll walk you through it. She was so good to me. And I want everybody to reach out to their investigator, and if not, just reach out to NSH. I really believe that they will help you. I believe that they have people that will help you. So, and this has been a great experience for me. And I want everybody else to enjoy something like this. So, and have that opportunity.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Cindy. And it was a pleasure getting to know you. Even though we work in the same facility, we don't see each other.
It's so hard to have a face now with a name.
Yeah,
that's what's wonderful.
Really good.
So,
yeah, and it's nice that you're able to do the research you're able to do. And
wonderful. It's amazing what people are doing out there in the research world. It's just amazing. And it blows me away every day. I'm very, very thankful and blessed to be in my profession. I'm very excited to see where we're going next.
Good. Thank you again, and thank you for talking to us, and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, have a great rest of the conference.
Thank you.
Thank
you, too.
We just hit stop.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the 2016 NSH Poster Presenter Series. We hope you enjoyed this interview and will share it with others. Visit www.histoconvention.org to learn how you can present at 43rd NSH Symposium and Convention.